In our previous year, we began a discussion how and when muktzah may be touched. And we basically concluded that you're allowed to move, you may not touch muktzah if by touching the muktzah you're going to cause it to move. And we quoted a machlokes, which we'll discuss more in this year. Are you allowed to move muktzah? Are you allowed to touch muktzah? Under what circumstances you may touch muktzah, that the muktzah won't move, that some say it may only be touched if it's not going to move, if it's loy l'tzarech muktzah, it's not for the muktzah. Others say you're allowed to touch it under all circumstances. And our Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, wants to suggest, is a raya, serves as a raya, that you could have benefit from muktzah if you don't move it, even if it's l'tzarech, you're allowed to benefit from muktzah. Because our Gemara says, Eima taltan l'soy, you're not allowed to move the egg, loy lismach, loy l'chassas b'yis a keli, not to use it to cover a keli, loy lismach b'y karamita, not to use as support for your bed. So it seems, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that if you're not going to have, if you're not going to move it, then you would be allowed to use it to support your bed. Are you having enough from the muktzah? From here we see that you're allowed to have hanor from muktzah. Before we go further, it is important to discuss what is the definition of movement. Because there's a very famous discussion amongst the Paiskim. If somebody has his Shabbos timer set up and he realizes that it's not set up in a way that's good for him for the Shabbos, the lights are going off or on at the wrong time. So the purpose of this shiur today is not to discuss the question of electricity and the question is of causing lights to remain longer on or causing lights to remain longer off. There are many paiskim that are makel. It's well known that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Satzal was a makel in that question. There are paiskim that are machmer. But even according to the paiskim that are makel in this question and don't consider it a problem in terms of continuing an existing situation. So if your lights are on and you want them to remain on, so what you do is you remove or the tripper that will, or you press it down, that will cause that the lights remain on. Or if your lights are off and you want them to remain off, you do the same. Because even the Mekilim are only makel to allow you to continue an existing situation. No one will allow you to cause the lights to go on earlier than they were supposed to. But even if, according to those paiskim, the question is a question of muktzah. The question is a question of muktzah. Does this represent muktzah, issue of muktzah by touching this tripper? And I saw that a number of paiskim discussed the shaila. One of the paiskim that discussed the shaila is already the shaila of Tshuvas Har Tzvi in Chelik Er Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simin Kuf Tzadik Vav. At the end of the tshuva, I'll just quote that first, he says that that's not considered an act of boina, pressing the tripper in. That's not the concern. But he does say that he, even though you're not actually moving the tripper out of place, he still feels that that is considered muktzah. That's included in the iser tiltel of muktzah. Similarly, Rav the Shaila Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov in Or Chaim Simen Pei Aleph discusses this question. He seems to also feel that this is included in the iser of tiltel muktzah. And therefore, even though you're not actually physically moving it from one place to the other, that is still, it's still considered tiltal muksa. He says, especially he feels that this tripper is a high level muksa. It's not a keli. And as we will, mitzvah Hashem, learn the halachas of muksa, we're going to learn that something that's not identified as a keli is a very high level muksa. And this, these trippers, he says, are not kalim. And therefore, he considers them a high level muksa. And in general, even though we said we're not discussing this question, he says, in general, doing something like this, he says, is included in the category of Uvdan Dechol. And he says, playing around with a Shabbos clock on Shabbos could only cause Chil Shabbos. You may cause it to go on or off in a way that's not permitted. And therefore, he takes a strict approach. He takes a strict approach to the Shaila. So as we begin, as we continue our discussion about moving muksa, touching muksa, so to review, if it's something that will be moved, the example, and that's how we got into this subject, is in the case of an egg. So it's quite clear that it's awesome. The Rama in Simen Reish Samech Hei Sif Gimel Paskins Osa Ligar B'ner Doiluk. One may not touch a candle its own, a candelabra that has candles that's hanging, Shutali Pen Tisnadit Knas Miyigyosoy. Maybe by touching it, it'll be moved. V'yata. So the Achroinim seem to indicate that it's only a concern, viyata, that you'll cause the candle to go on, to go off. It seems that if the candle were off already, it wouldn't be usur. I was saying that touching muksa that causes it to move is always usur, even when you don't have the issue of shemiyata. So they want to say that isn't this a raya that the Rama is indeed lenient under all circumstances when it comes to touching muksa, even if there's a chance that it may be, even when there's a chance that it may move. The answer that many want to give, that there it's not that obvious that it's going to move. And even if it moves, it won't be a real movement. It'll be a tiltum menatzad. And now the Paiskim want to say a new heter. They want to say that even if we're saying that touching muksa in a way that may cause the muksa to move is usur, but if you touch the muksa not directly, you touch the muksa in a tiltum and a tzad fashion, not in a direct fashion. So since we know in general when we speak about muksa that we could be lenient with tiltum and a tzad, that means if you kick muksa, that's not called tiltal. Similarly, here, it's considered tiltal menatzad. Where does this question come up? The question comes up, a car is certainly muksa. And the question is somebody is tired or whatever reason, is he allowed to sit down on a car? Now, when you sit down on the car, especially the cars that are not very big and not very heavy, there's a real chance that you may cause the car to move. And it seems that the Paiskim hold that even minimal movement is also usur. So the question is, could one sit on the car and cause minimal movement and cause minimal movement. And the Paiskim seem to be makel. And the reason they're makel is because sitting is not a direct tiltal. It's only a tiltal min atzad. And since it's a tiltal min atzad, even if moving muksa is asur, tiltal min atzad movement is mutter. What about touching muksa? What about touching muksa? Where the top, so as we've been discussing, it's actually a machloikis hachroin, where the Magen Avraham and others, the Taz, are machmer, that if you touch muksa, l'tzoyrich dov hamuksa, it's asur. So, example I saw. So let's say you have a computer at home and you want to cover it on Shabbos. So you put something on top of the computer. So that's l'tzoyrich dover hamuksa. If it's l'tzoyrich dover hamuksa, the Magen Avraham and the Taz are machmer. For many poskim, the Gra and the Eliyahu Rabba are makel. And it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah here also takes a lenient approach. And the Mishnah Berurah says that one could be makel. The Aruch HaShulchan, after in Simen Shin Yud Sif Ches, after quoting the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, says that he can't consider this an Isser Gomer. He says one, if at all possible, should refrain from touching muksa if the purpose is for the sake of the muksa, but he doesn't say that it's Osir. And it's interesting, if you look in the wording of the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bekal Yezizim Mekama. It's very likely to move. So it seems that the Aruch HaShulchan is mostly concerned with the movement of the muksa, not with anything else. Furthermore, in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Yur Aleph Sif Zayin, the halacha is, we know that a mace is certainly an example of something that's muksa, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter l'suach hameis, one could smear oil on a mace, uladicha, and wash him. So we see that you're touching the muksa, even though it's l'tzorich the muksa, it's l'tzorich the mess. So I saw from Rav Avadya Yosef Zitzal that he doesn't consider that a very compelling argument. The reason he doesn't consider it a compelling argument is because there it could be Chazal were more lenient because it's a mace. So since it's a mace, Chazal were more lenient. Another question that would come up would be, if you see money, you have money at home, and it wasn't put away properly, the halacha is, are you allowed to put something to cover that money? And you may touch it. And the question is, it's negia l'tzorich muksa. The paiskim, so it seems as follows. As I've said, many paiskim, and it seems to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, are in general makel in touching muksa, even if it's l'tzorich dover hamuksa. But here, we have another reason to be makel, and that is that it's not just l'tzorich, that we're not just touching it in a regular fashion. The way we're touching it is through a tilt min atzad. We're not touching it directly, and if we're not touching it directly, we could be makel. And therefore, Let's say somebody has a situation where a lamp was left on in his room at home, a light, and it's obviously disturbing him from being able to sleep. And the question is, can he take something and put it on top of the lamp? So as long as by doing so, he won't cause the lamp to move, it seems that we could certainly be makel. Because as we're learning in our shir, if you're moving something, if you're not moving the mukzah in a direct fashion, the halacha is that we can be makel. The one other issue that we should speak is, can we have hanah from mukzah? So, for example, let's say you have a table that's mukzah. Can you eat on that table? Or can you sit on something that's mukzah? We spoke a couple of moments ago about sitting on a car. May one sit on a car which is mukzah? So the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Ches, Sif Katan Mem Aleph, says that one certainly can have hanah from mukzah. As we saw earlier in this shir, the Shulchan Aruch Harav has a raya from our Gemara, because the Gemara is only concerned about the egg being moved to being used to support the bed. But if it's not being moved, even though you're having hanah from the bed being on the egg, it seems that we're not going to be machmer. So from here we see that the halach is that one can have hanah from mukzah, even though the Magen Avraham himself points to Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Zayin Sef Beis that says you're not allowed to light on Shabbos firewood that's mukzah, even though you're not on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to light firewood that's mukzah, even though you're not causing it to move. So the Magen Avraham, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, there it's a whole different situation. He wants to say that lighting the firewood is considered, tiltal. And as we've been discussing in our shir, tiltal is mutter. And therefore, the Shal Sechus Beis Halevi as well, tiltal is asur, that's why there it's different. The Shal Sechus Beis Halevi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, Paskins, that one could have hanah from mukzah. He says one could lay on a bed made out of straw, which is mukzah. And that is the general opinion of all the Paiskim, that one could have hanah from mukzah. It's interesting, the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchosoi in Perik Chof, Sifkotin Beis, is not comfortable in being makel, but then he too is makel. But it seems that it's the general consensus of all Paiskim that there is no Isser Hanor for Mukso on Shabbos. So to review, one certainly may not move Mukso, nor may he touch Mukso in a situation that will cause the mukzah to move. Touching mukzah where it won't move, in a case where it's letzorich, not letzorich the davar mukzah, everybody's makel. When it's letzorich mukzah, it's a very big machloikas apayskim, and the Mishnah Berurah is makel. And certainly in a situation where you're not moving it in a regular fashion, but you're moving it through a tiltum and a tzad, one can be lenient in touching mukzah, even l'tzayrach davar ha-mukzah.